Previous data shows COVID-19 was the leading cause of death in dozens of states before November, including many where the pattern held last month. In Iowa, Kansas, Montana, and Nebraska, the CDC found virus infections led to more deaths than other causes every week since the beginning of October. In North Dakota, COVID-19 became the leading cause of death in late September. It became the leading cause of death 1 week earlier in South Dakota and 2 weeks earlier in Missouri. COVID-19 was the leading cause of death in almost every U.S. state at some time this year. Just 12 states did not see virus-related fatalities rise above those caused by other diseases. Although data showed the number of deaths linked to COVID-19 in Texas fell slightly below those caused by cancer during the third week of November, it was the state's leading cause of death for more than 4 months prior to that. It was Pennsylvania's leading cause of death throughout most of April and May, and Nevada's throughout July, August, and part of September. The CDC did not include a full breakdown of deaths recorded in Rhode Island and their respective causes for the week leading up to November 21st. Additional data showed that Rhode Island's COVID-19 fatalities surpassed those related to all other causes in April, May, and June. The respiratory illness again became the state's leading cause of death in mid-October. Nationally, the CDC's data shows COVID-19 became the leading cause of death in the United States during the final week of October and remained so through three-fourths of the next month, when the health agency's statistics were last updated. Additional figures published by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation indicated that COVID-19 continued to surpass all other illnesses as the country's leading cause of death during the first week of December. More than 15.3 million people have contracted COVID-19 in the United States over the past 9 months. About 6 million, or roughly 40%, tested positive after Halloween. More than 50,000 people have died from the virus infection since then, bringing the nation's overall fatality toll to at least 288,185 on Wednesday, according to Johns Hopkins University.